I'm very much disappointed to what happened in Parliament. But at the same time, I would want to say, I'd like to say, some people, how can people behave like that in the August House? And especially today, when the Minister of Finance was coming in to present the budget for the year. And then now, what is very much disturbing is that the President also was supposed to attend. And when the President entered the House, some members of Parliament then stood up, and then some didn't, for the reasons known to themselves. But to me, it doesn't, it really is disturbing. Why did they behave that way? Why would members of Parliament behave that way? Why would people be divided on partisan lines? Why would people behave like that? People must learn to respect one another, and especially the head of state. Now that the elections are over, let's put politics behind our back and move forward to revive our economy. This is exactly what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bitter about the whole thing, really. But this is going to portray a different picture altogether to the international community. They will take it as if we are people who are violent, even in Parliament, and who people human rights and things like that. But really, this is quite disturbing.
But apparently, the MTC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa says they don't recognize Mr. Mnangagwa as the duly elected president of Zimbabwe, or legitimately elected president of Zimbabwe. So maybe that's why they behaved the way they behaved.
I think they should have stayed away. If they don't recognize Emmerson Mnangagwa, they are entering the house and behave the way they behaved. They are supposed to stay away. And to me, they are supposed to relinquish their parliamentary seats and really leave it to ZANU-PF to run it, to go its own. Than to pretend as if things today is nice when they are in parliament, and when the president enters parliament, they start behaving the other way around. No, it doesn't make any sense at all. I think the best thing that they can do, is for them to stay away from parliament.
But we see that there is this stalemate. When is it going to end?
I think all what you need to do is to engage one another, to engage our colleagues, our friends, MDCT, to sit down and really make our way forward. And all what we need to do is to really put all these differences aside and really chart our way forward for the good of our nation. But, all these things, I don't think it's necessary for us to be going back to say the elections were rigged. Why can't we put these elections behind our back and move forward as a nation? It won't help us anyway. And it won't change anything in this new arrangement. Mnangagwa is the president of this country. And the court have declared, even the constitutional court declared, that Mnangagwa won the election. Whether you like it or not, but then at the present moment, that's what we have is Mnangagwa is head of state and government. And all what you need to do is to move on as a nation and wait for another period of 5 years. And then we are going to have an election, then people can contest. And then from there, maybe we are going to have some reforms that are going to change the political landscape. But at the moment, Mnangagwa is in charge.